Standing on the ledge, practical traction after a hard hit. This is the Field Manual Expansion Series, Episode 3 of 20, Night Numbers, Money Triage Without Shame. Written by Lou Sulian. This episode uses an AI-generated voice to narrate the author's words. A note before the numbers. This post is not financial advice. It is a triage tool for moments when money pressure becomes so loud that shame starts making the numbers blurry. If you need formal financial, legal, insolvency, tax, or benefits guidance, get qualified help. But before you can ask for help clearly, you often need to know what is actually in front of you. That is what night numbers are for. Reader's moment. Money has a special way of getting louder at night. During the day, you can stay busy. You can answer messages, clean something, drive somewhere, work, distract yourself, or pretend the thing is not pressing against your ribs. Then night comes. The house is quiet. The phone is too close. The bank app is one tap away. The mind starts doing bad math in the dark. What if this comes out before that goes in? What if the payment bounces? What if the bill arrives? What if the work does not come? What if I cannot fix it? Then shame joins the room and says the numbers are not just numbers. They are proof of failure. That is the lie night numbers are designed to interrupt. Numbers are not a moral verdict. The first rule of night numbers is simple. A number is information before it is anything else. It may be painful information. It may be urgent information. It may require a hard call or a hard choice. But it is not automatically a verdict on your worth. Shame makes money harder to manage because it turns every figure into an accusation. A bill becomes I am irresponsible. A shortfall becomes I am doomed. A delay becomes I always mess things up. A collection notice becomes I am bad. That is not accounting. That is prosecution. Night numbers bring the matter back to paper. What night numbers include? Night numbers are not a full budget. Do not try to build a perfect financial plan at midnight while your chest is tight and your brain is running in circles. Night numbers are a short triage sheet. They ask, what is essential for survival and basic stability? What is due in the next 72 hours? What is due in the next 2 weeks? What money is expected to come in? What automatic payments could create damage? Who needs to be called or emailed? What document or account has to be checked once, not 20 times? What can safely wait? What leak can be plugged? What is one action for tomorrow morning? That is enough. The goal is not to fix the entire financial future. The goal is to stop panic from running the ledger. Essentials first. In crisis, not all bills are equal. That does not mean some obligations do not matter. It means triage requires sequence. Essentials usually include shelter, food, medication, transportation needed for income or safety, utilities where cutoff creates immediate harm, communication access, and obligations with real deadlines or legal consequences. The exact list will vary by person. The principle does not. Do not let the loudest bill automatically outrank the most essential one. A creditor can be loud. An app can be loud. An old shame story can be loud. But your first responsibility is to keep the basic platform of life from collapsing further. One check, then paper. One of the most damaging loops under money stress is repeated checking. You check the bank account. Then you check again. Then you check the pending transactions. Then you refresh. Then you do mental math. Then you forget one payment. Then you panic. Then you check again. That is not planning. That is self-punishment disguised as vigilance. Night numbers uses one deliberate check. Open the accounts you need. Write the relevant numbers down. Close the apps. Work from the page. If something changes, update the page at a defined time. Do not let the phone become a slot machine for certainty. The call list. Often the next useful money action is not earning, solving, or sacrificing. It is contacting. Call the utility. Message the lender. Ask about the due date. Confirm the automatic payment. Request the extension. Ask what options exist. Get the name, date, and details of the conversation. Under shame, people delay these calls because they feel exposed. But a short call made early can prevent a larger problem later. The call does not have to be emotional. It can be plain. I am reviewing my current situation and need to confirm my options on this account. What is due, when is it due, and what arrangements are available? That is not begging. That is information gathering. The leak list. A leak is money leaving quietly while your attention is on the fire. Subscriptions. Delivery fees. Duplicate services. Forgotten renewals. Unused plans. Small recurring charges that add up while the larger fear takes the stage. Do not spend a whole night hunting every penny. That becomes another loop. Instead, identify one or two leaks you can plug today. Cancel one unused subscription. Pause one non-essential service. Move one automatic payment date if possible. Turn one fuzzy expense into a clear decision. Small does not mean meaningless. In crisis, small clean actions restore traction. The night numbers close. At the end of the sheet, write three lines. One receipt, what is true right now? One next step, what will I do first tomorrow? One boundary, what will I not do tonight? For example, receipt, rent is covered, phone bill is due Friday, insurance needs a call. Next step, call insurance at 9:30 a.m. and ask about payment options. Boundary, I will not check the bank app again tonight. That is how money panic starts to become a working file. The field rule. Money pressure loves darkness, repetition, and shame. Bring it to paper. Name the essentials. Identify the real deadlines. Make the call. Plug one leak. Do not ask the night to solve the whole ledger. Ask it to help you prepare one clean move for morning. That was episode 3 of the Field Manual Expansion Series. Next time, the evidence ledger is not a diary. Standing on the ledge offers education and reflection, not medical, legal, financial, or mental health advice. Seek qualified support when the situation requires it. Written by Lou Sulian. Godspeed, Ledge Walkers.